Keon's his hardest critic, right? And I love that about him. I don't want to pigeonhole him to say, like, hey, this is what he has to do, and if he doesn't do this, he's not taking a step. Like, I have so much confidence in Keon. Maybe I'm clearly higher on how Keon played last year based off some of the questions I've gotten. But I love his approach, his mindset. He goes out there again. Once the pads come on, that's when I believe truly wide receiver play happens. The physicality element, when DBs have their hands on you, being able to make the plays. But I love Keon's approach. He's one of the smartest wide receivers we have.
Joe Brady on Keon Coleman, of course, right? It's all actually great. Could Keon Coleman actually be his harshest critic? Maybe.
That's probably not right.
Probably not, but maybe. He was tough on himself back a month ago, talking about the season and how bad he thought he was. If you believe him, if he really thought that, which I guess I would want to. What's a good enough year for Coleman? Last year, 29 for 556 and 4. That's a great yards per catch. Davis-esque yards per catch. Yeah. But we're not going to be able to live with 29 catches in 17 games.
No. I think right now, I want to be careful because I don't want to overdo this. You're more in tune with projections and that sort of stuff from your fantasy dabbling.
Obsession?
Dabbling.
I do dabble.
Yeah, 60 catches, 8 touchdowns. I would sign for that right now.
Double both.
Yeah.
You're not going to double the yards.
No.
I'd get to 1,100 yards probably.
Yeah, no.
What a player, though, if it's 60, 1,100, and 8. I mean, that's big time.
That's hot. Yeah.
That's hot.
That's a threat.
So you like 60. I mean, it would be cool if the Bills ever had a receiver that would, you know, like be a go-to guy for touchdowns. They just haven't needed it.
Right.
I mean, Diggs did.
Maybe even 6. Maybe 60 and 6 even. I don't need to rush to 8. But, you know, I think I would sign for 60 and 6 even.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 900 yards or something, 800 yards. I don't know.
I would definitely take that season.
Yeah,
for him.
And I think that would be good. It would. Yeah, and I'm not saying like that. That's the best he could do. I think that would be a good. That would be a good second season for him. I don't know that I would then expect him to go to like 90 the next season or something. But that's a dependable receiver. I think it's not, you know, earth shattering. It's not like franchise, you know, alpha dog kingpin number one guy, but it's good. And I would take good right now from Keon Coleman.
Me too. What do you want here? Do you want the trivia? Do you want the mystery guest? What are you more ready for, up for?
Fielder's choice. No, that doesn't make sense.
You're the fielder.
I guess.
I'm the pitcher.
I would like to save the 20 questions exercise about the mystery guest for when we/I am more warmed up.
Okay.
Not that
I thought, considering the heat.
Not that I treat the 3 o'clock hour like batting practice or something, or like the driving range, but I'd rather get to that later.
You want the trivia?
Yeah.
Okay. This is more just an opportunity to name some fun names.
Okay.
More than anything else. Mm-hmm. There's nothing bad here. Like, if you bomb on this question, nobody should blame you, really. Like, it's pretty obscure, random question.
I appreciate the knowing that ahead of time, because I'm definitely, you know, the potential to bomb is always there.
Let's go back to the year 1995, 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
What do you remember about the Bills season? David White.
Right.
The David White game. An interception late in the season against Miami that led to a division title. Not the most memorable game necessarily. 2 weeks later, they met again in the playoffs.
And the Bills had 341 yards rushing in that playoff game.
More memorable. Yes. All right.
David White is more memorable to me because I was there. And I was not there for many, really no important games at all. Through the 90s, the only other game I went to was the Raiders regular season loss in 92, is that?
Or 93.
Or 93, I can't remember
which
year.
They played them in the 93 playoffs.
Yeah.
I think that was the same, Hostetler.
Yeah.
I think that was the same year.
I went to that game and that felt horrible. Because, you know, I finally get to go to a game, the Super Bills. Ugh.
They lost.
Yeah. But David, I was at that David White game.
In 1995, the Bills played 18 games. 16 regular season, 2 playoffs. And according to the great Gridiron Uniform website, which has the announcers for every game, they had 12 different play-by-play announcers do all of their 18 games in 1995. How many can you name?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no.
We're just going to remember some names here. Now, listen.
1995.
The Bills in 94 came down. They missed the playoffs, but the previous 4 years were Super Bowl years. So they often, like now, drew the top primetime games, top crews. So this is not, I'm not asking you to tell me who broadcast their games in 1985. Which would be a very different list.
Thank you. You're right. It would be college interns.
College interns called 11 of their games in 1985, and there were only 16. All right, so who is somebody that called a Bills game in 1995?
Dick Enberg has to be honest.
Dick Enberg is right. It might have only been one, but he is right.
Marv Albert.
Marv Albert is correct. He had, I think, the most. He had the playoff game in Pittsburgh that they lost to end the season.
Bruce Smith flu game.
Right. He had a couple of late season games that were important, maybe even the David White game. Maybe. He had Chris Collinsworth in the booth. Okay. That was his partner in 1995. So Marv Albert is correct. You got two. Who else? I like the trivia of who did the Tim Tyndale game. Because this might have been the only NFL game, or Bills game, I should say, that this person ever called for the network.
All right. I don't want to get too hung up focusing on that because I'm not sure.
Fair.
You know, whatever. I mean, it's going to be one of the random people who hopefully their name pops into my head soon because right now I'm sitting on one name and I don't know if it's going to be right at all, but I'm going to just say Dick Stockton.
Incorrect.
Darn.
I mean,
why not?
Why he was sick. They did not get Dick Stockton, but they did get several other legends. Enberg is a legend. Marv Albert is a legend. This guy is. This guy might be. This guy definitely is. This guy I'd say is, and that guy is. And then most of the other ones are also pretty famous for different reasons.
Would there still have been, I mean, despite being down in 94, they still would have rated Monday Night Football, so Al Michaels
Correct.
Is on this list.
That's right. A game in Cleveland. Belichick's Browns that the Bills win.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right. Yep.
So Al Michaels is right. They would have also been on Sunday Night Football in 1995 on ESPN.
Well, that's Mike Patrick, isn't it?
Mike Patrick. And TNT.
Oh,
they split
Sunday
Night Football in these years.
Yeah.
And their opener in Denver was on TNT.
That is the first my debut on the radio was the Monday after that game.
I thought so.
And I think my dad called in, and it was awkward. And it has never, 30 years now, it has never not been awkward anytime someone who is a friend or family calls the show. And I know it. If I don't know it and it just goes by without them identifying themselves, it's fine. As soon as they tell me, like, hey, it's your friend, whatever, like, I don't know, a switch flips and I just make it weird.
This is Bulldog telling everyone never do that.
Just don't ever do that.
Call them after.
So who, oh, man.
You've liked this guy for a long time.
Boy, I just don't know.
I will tell you that Ernie Johnson was on the sidelines.
Wow. You're going to have to give me the TNT guy.
Vern Lundquist.
Oh, man. Yes.
So
love Vern Lundquist.
Announcers who called Bills games in 1995 for the network. Vern Lundquist. Al Michaels, Marv Albert, Dick Enberg, Mike Patrick, the late Mike Patrick. You're not getting the playoff, the Dolphins game guy with Dick Vermeil? I've never spoken to him. I'd love to.
The only other name that is springing to mind here is not someone that I would expect you to describe as a legend, but is Greg Gumbel on this list anywhere?
No.
Okay. Too early for him, probably?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
Wasn't a fan.
Yeah. I don't... I do not remember who called that playoff game.
Brent Musburger.
Oh.
So yeah. look at right. Do we pass the test here for this question? Like the
Brent
names on
Musburger,
this list.
NFL play by play. Like I don't remember that even ever happening. I remember him obviously NFL Today with Jimmy the Greek and Phyllis George and
he did a few playoff games.
Yeah,
for ABC.
I don't remember him in the booth at all. At college games, yes.
The biggest.
Do not remember him in the booth for NFL games.
Musburger might have had Vince Young,
USC,
Matt Leiner. Yeah, he might have had that. So here are a couple more. Tom Brenneman.
Okay.
Right? Like that's a funny name.
Yep.
To have be on a list like this for CBS, I think, or is it even Fox then? Maybe it was Fox then. 1995.
No, it would have been NBC and CBS, I think.
95?
Yeah, because Enberg was NBC, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, I don't think Fox was in the picture yet.
Okay.
It still would have been CBS and NBC, I think.
Very well.
Like CBS doing the NFC games.
Very well. Tom Brenneman, Kenny Albert.
Wow.
Right?
That's pretty early.
It is. 1995, the home opener against Carolina, with Frank Reich being quarterback for Carolina. Kenny Albert. With Anthony Munoz. Okay?
Wow.
Are you having any fun yet?
Wow, these are some names.
Dan Hicks.
Wow, Dan Hicks. That's very early for him, too, I think.
I think
right?
he did some NFL before he went over into golf and swimming.
Right.
He's still working. He had the open last week.
On the open, that's right.
Dan Hicks called a Bills game in 1995. Jim Lampley.
Kid. Out of here.
Jim Lampley did one Bills game in his career.
And it was 1995.
The home game against Seattle in 1995 was Jim Lampley. Right? Good? Good?
Yep.
Tom Hammond did several games for the Bills. I thought he was very good. And who did I not mention? Jim Donovan.
Don't remember Jim Donovan at all.
Wasn't he the Browns announcer?
It sounds right. Tom Hammond is like horse racing, right? Like he does a lot
horse
of
racing.
He does a lot of the NBC horse. Even now, I think he does that. Right?
Like what range here we've got?
Right.
Lampley, boxing, Hicks, golf, Lundquist, college football, golf, the Masters. Tom Hammond, horses. Kenny Albert, hockey might be his most.
Marv Albert, everything.
Everything. And basketball, Knicks, quintessentially. Right, basketball. Right, and right. Musburger. I mean, this is a pretty good list.
That is a really good list. Al Michaels. Yeah.
Al Michaels.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a who's who.
It is a who's who. That's exactly what it is.
90s broadcasting.
And just people that you would not necessarily think of as being in the booth for the NFL.
I think the name there, as much as I'm surprised to hear Vern Lundquist's name, it's not that surprising to me that he would have been in the booth doing a Bills game. Jim Lampley, right, if that's Seattle, you said?
Yes.
So, and Seattle, that's an AFC game still.
They're
in the AFC. Okay, that's still before they moved. So I'm thinking, like, that's CBS. I don't remember Jim Lampley. I don't remember Jim Lampley at NBC or CBS, honestly. ABC.
No.
Always ABC to me.
I remember him.
HBO, obviously, with boxing.
Boxing. Yeah, I should have, if I didn't say that.
You did. You mentioned boxing is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that would be the sport you'd think of first for him.
For sure.
I mean, the preeminent.
Yes.
Boxing play-by-play, like at least post-Cosell.
Yes.
Lampley and Bob Golic. October 95, Seattle at Buffalo. I love this one. I mean, I didn't look at other years, just sort of fell into that one.
Right.
But I would guess there isn't another year where the list of announcers are all like super famous and now, 30 years later, better known for other sports.
Right, yeah.
There it is. Coming up at 4, Kevin Bowen on the Colts. Yesterday, I called their quarterback battle the most interesting training camp battle, in the NFL. I guess that, of course, that's debatable. We'll catch up on the Colts, who are not on the Bills schedule this year, Indianapolis. But what's going to happen there? Sal Capaccio later today as well. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, 803-0550. This is WGR.